From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russia and China each signaled Monday a desire to have a peaceful resolution to the tension surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. China also said new UN sanctions should not have a detrimental humanitarian impact on North Korean civilians or affect Norman economic exchanges and cooperation. We get more from VOA's Lori London.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis used his traditional Christmas message to call for a negotiated two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to help bring peace to the Middle East. He told worshipers at the Vatican that he hoped the will to resume dialogue may prevail between the two parties and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. This was the second time the Pope spoke about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict since U.S. President Donald Trump's decision earlier this month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. This is VOA News. Pakistani authorities have allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kulbhushan Jadhav to visit him Monday, reiterating the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. The meeting lasted about 40 minutes and took place at the foreign ministry shortly after his family members landed in Islamabad. He spoke to his wife and mother through a microphone from behind a specially arranged glass partition. The Indian Deputy High Commissioner in Islamabad was also allowed to accompany the visitors. Lawyers and politicians in Turkey are now warning that a new emergency decree could incite violence and encourage formation of vigilante groups. Turkey's main lawyers group, which is the Union of Turkish Bar Associations, says the decree is vaguely worded and it could lead to violence. The new law, passed Sunday, grants immunity to civilians who acted to stop an attempted coup in July of 2016. Previously, the government gave immunity to law enforcement and government officials who took action to thwart the coup. Turkey's former President Abdullah Gül and a longtime ally of President Tayyip Erdogan also expressed concern about the measure in a rare show of opposition. Gül said the law is worrisome and said it should be reevaluated. Just a day after Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny declared that he had collected the required number of endorsements nationwide to become a presidential candidate, and he's now calling for a boycott of the country's next presidential ballot after election officials barred him from running.
If we do not recognize this election, we naturally do not recognize the results, and we do not recognize the authority who will stay in their offices after the election, as they stole these offices and stole their posts.
Russia's Central Election Commission voted Monday to bar Navalny from running in the March 2018 presidential election because of his conviction on criminal charges. Navalny and his followers maintained that the charges were politically motivated. Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians. It injured two people as well. The bombing occurred near a security checkpoint on a busy road in the capital. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the bomber apparently wanted to target Afghan security forces, but instead hit a civilian car. Somalia al-Shabaab militants have executed five people, including a 16-year-old boy who they accuse of spying for Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The boy and four men were publicly executed by a firing squad early in the town of Idali. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.